Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord, and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here today. It is Wednesday, December 5th, 2012. A beautiful day, a beautiful winter day, and I hope that you are enjoying the start of December so far. It's definitely been a new month with new energy and a very fast year. This is Molly McCord. I am the host of today's show. I'm so happy you're here. I say that every episode, and I mean it, every episode, whether you are listening live or in the archives, the energy of the show is present, and your energy is present with it. Together, we are connecting energetically and really spreading this energy around the planet. It's that big. It's needed right now, and it's very special. So that's why I always express my gratitude, because we're doing this together. Today's show is very special. We are going to do something slightly different. It's going to be a spoken word guided meditation. Spoken word meaning that you say words out loud and repeat the meditation out loud so that you have the power of words, the energy there, infusing the space and infusing the meditation. And we're going to only focus on that today. It's related to the fact that this week there are no big astrological events. Yes, there are connections and transits and stuff occurring, but this is one week where there are no major astrological configurations happening. So I'm going to honor that and just let that rest and let that be. I feel that we are integrating more energy after November, after the Mercury retrograde, the eclipses, and also after all of the events leading up from this year. So we're going to not go into astrology right now, and we're going to focus on this meditation. I do have a few announcements to share with you, really briefly. This Monday, December 10th, I am going to be co-hosting with the psychic cowgirl, Shannon Lackman, on her Magical Monday Night radio show. She is going to be talking about a lot of different topics, and I'm honored to be her guest again. So come and join us. That will be Monday night. Depends on your time zone, what time that will be in, but you can find it right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can look under Psychic Cowgirl or Magical Mondays. And that's always a fun show with connection, laughter, lots of good chat. So I hope you'll join us. The other thing I want to share with you is that I came across this great gift idea that I'm going to be doing, and I just wanted to share it with you in case you are looking for a gift to give others or just a gift to give yourself. There's this excellent book out by Dr. Irene Cohen called Soul Journey to Love. And it is 100 Days to Inner Peace. It's like a beautiful nightstand book where you can read one passage, one quote, one thought a day for 100 days. They're very brief thoughts. They're very concise, but they're powerful, a lot of wisdom. And I think it's a wonderful new way to begin 2013. or to begin at any point in when it feels right for you. You don't even have to wait for the new year if this is something you're looking for now. So I just wanted to recommend that book, Soul Journey to Love. You can find it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. And it's just, it's really lovely. It's a great one. So I wanted to throw that out there because I feel that it's a great way to connect with others in a way that opens them up to their journey and everything that is possible for them right now. I am just getting over a cold, so my voice is feeling a little off at times. I just wanted to acknowledge that. And I'm also feeling a lot of energy shifting here in December, that there's a lot going on. So I am intentionally grounding myself right now before we even start this grounded, this guided meditation, because at times when I'm on this radio show, there's a lot of energies that are coming in and connecting, and I feel myself starting to elevate. I have to intentionally ground. So I think that's a big theme right now. I think that's something that we need to focus on, is how we are taking care of our physical selves while releasing and clearing and completing. Deep breaths and lots of water, connecting with nature, exercise, whole grain foods. All of those things are important right now. So let me get started with today's show. We're going to be completing energies with conscious intention. And what this means to me is that we are looking at relationships, situations, emotions, behaviors, anything that is lingering out there that we want to close and complete with love, gratitude, and forgiveness. And we want to do it in a way where we are lovingly directing the energy and claiming it, powerfully claiming it. We're not ignoring it. We're not hoping it will go away or disappear. We're not pushing it away. We're acknowledging it, claiming it, and expressing gratitude for what it has contributed to our journey. Now, when I originally was putting the show together, for me it came up as people need this for relationships. So maybe it's a relationship that is complete on some levels. Even if you're still in the relationship, you feel that it's complete. Or it's a relationship from a very long time ago that is still showing up for you in some manner, but you know it's not for your best and highest good, and you are ready to complete it in a new way. It could be that the relationship is something with a family member, with a friend, with an acquaintance. It could be any or all of those situations. You can listen to this show multiple times to do this meditation a few different times if you need to. I recommend focusing on one relationship or one situation to work with. And it's part of what we're completing in 2012, the energies of this time, the growth cycle of this time, the level of consciousness that we're ending and expanding into. And so we are pulled and drawn to these completion cycles as a way to honor ourselves, to honor what we've learned, how we've grown, the knowledge we've gained, the pieces of the puzzle that came together as a result of these situations and relationships. There's a lot of forgiveness, gratitude, and honor involved in this. There's also a lot of intention and love. So a few months back, I shared with you two shows that were about soulmates, twin flames, and kindred spirits. These shows were incredibly popular, looking at the stats here on Blog Talk Radio, very, very popular, connected with thousands of people. And since the airing of those episodes, a lot has changed energetically. A lot of shifts have happened. A lot has been brought to our awareness, and more information has come forward that can maybe give us the fuller understanding of what the purpose of the relationship was. And so we're going to focus our intention on honoring that, honoring ourselves, honoring the other person, and moving forward into new expressions of ourselves. Now, to do this, I'm going to be using a few different resources, and I want to make sure and give credit where credit is due. I'm going to play some music. It's beautiful meditation music. It's called Musical Rapture, and it's by Frederic Delarue. It is music that you can download for free. So please, I invite you to grab a copy, and you can find it at fredericdelarue.com. That's FREDERICDELARUE. There will also be links on the Conscious Cool Chic blog. You can download this music for free. It is his gift to humanity, a musical gift to humanity. And as you'll hear, it's gorgeous music. It's really, really something special. As part of our guided meditation, we're also going to be using a few different prayers. And these prayers were gifted to me from my friend Shannon Lechman, the psychic cowgirl. And she offers these prayers on her website. So if you go to psychiccowgirl.com and look under tools and tips, you're going to find these two prayers, okay? So I want to make sure and reference that so you know where you can go and grab them for use later or if you just want to keep them handy. The two prayers we're going to be incorporating are the Buddhist prayer of kindness and the Hanupopo prayer, which is a Hawaiian prayer. So what I would like to do is to invite you to prepare your body for calm. And that includes your ego mind, your nervous system, your digestive system, all parts of your physical and energetic body we want to invite in for calm. So please get settled. Make sure you're sitting upright. Make sure your posture is straight and your breathing is very, very calm. And you want to make sure that you're feeling your body. You can feel the softness in your throat. You can feel your hands opening wide, spreading out your fingers, resting every muscle in your legs, in your feet, that you're connecting with the floor, with the earth. Make sure that your stomach is relaxed and quiet. Have the music playing, and I'm not sure if it's coming through okay, so I'm actually going to turn it off because I think it's a little scattered. I don't want it to ruin our concentration. So the music, again, you can find at fredericdelarue.com. It's excellent, and I would recommend downloading a free copy for yourself for your meditation purposes. But because I'm hearing it as being a little jumpy, I'm turning it off here. Okay, so coming back to the body, calming the body. I feel that many of you already know whom you want to complete energy with. So what I'd like you to do is trust that first person that comes to mind. Trust who that is, even if you don't logically understand why. Trust that. If it's not a person, trust the energy of a situation that you are looking to complete. Trust whatever information is coming to you right now because it's coming to you for your highest good and to work with it. Also, you may be feeling that it is not a person outside of you. Rather, it is a former version of yourself that you are outgrowing and moving beyond. And so it could be that this is for you. You are having this conversation in this session with yourself. So as you are sitting calm, relaxed, feeling your body's working beautifully, I'd like you to imagine opening up your heart chakra. It's in the middle of your chest, right near your heart. Focus your energy on that space. And imagine a bright, bright green light coming out of your chest, opening in front of you, and it's expanding wide. And see this green in whatever way it fits for you. It could be a very soft, subtle green. It could be vibrant and strong. Whatever green feels comfortable for you. And imagine that this is expanding out beyond the width of your shoulders, the width of your body. And as you're expanding this heart energy out, envision this person that you would like to work with sitting right in front of you. And this person is right at eye level, perhaps an arm's length away. They are comfortably relaxed. They are there by their choosing and their free will. They want to have this session with you. They want to be present and experience this closure too. This means that there's a part of them that is also ready to complete the energy dynamic and move forward. So you are both here by your own free will, by your own levels of empowerment and your choice. And I want you to see their green light coming forward from their heart chakra space. So it's opening up and expanding. It could be the same color green. It could be a different color of green. But it's expanding beyond their shoulders. And it's coming around your body, just as your heart chakra energy is hugging them. And you see it going around their body. And as this is happening, I want you to visualize that you are sitting in a sacred place with them. And this is a place that fits your energetic connection. So this could be a serene meadow on a glorious blue sky day. You could be sitting on a dock by a quiet lake. You could be sitting somewhere in your home. You could be sitting in a white room. So go ahead and choose where you need to be right now. What sacred space is best for the two of you? And as you're doing that, this green heart chakra energy is still moving around you, and it's creating a bubble, a protective, safe bubble for the both of you. It is a place of honor, of joy, and it's an energy that connects to your best and highest good. Now, as you're sitting here, your shoulders are relaxed, your mind is free, you're not feeling the need to say anything, you don't feel the need to even open your mouth and share anything. It's just this silence that you're sharing together, a place of mutual honor, mutual respect. And as you're sitting here, your breathing is slowing down. All the muscles in your face are relaxed. Your shoulders are relaxed. And your heart chakra is wide open, allowing, receiving, and giving. In this space, you feel that you do not need to force anything. is a place of allowing each to express themselves as they need to. So what I would like you to do in this space, as you sit here, you want to say, I love you. I love you. I love you. Now close your eyes and imagine hearing that in response from them. They are now saying in their voice, in their dialect, in their manner, I love you. I love you. I love you. And this is clearing the air. The genuine love is clearing the air. It's clearing any cobwebs, any tangles, any sticky parts that the relationship may have experienced at some point, at any point. We're just clearing the air. And now you want to begin by saying exactly what you feel at this moment with them, meaning what is coming forward that you need to say out loud, that you need to say knowing that they love you and that they do not even need to respond. So what do you need to express from your heart space that you have been holding back, that you have kept inside, that you maybe haven't felt safe to share, or you didn't think it was the right time or the right way or the right words? What do you need to say right now? The space is clean and clear to say exactly what you need to express. Please say that out loud right now. And then exhale. And inhale. And exhale. And what we're going to do is allow them to say what they need to express to you. Trust what you hear. Trust the voice that comes through. Trust the messages that come through. What do you hear them saying? And remember, they're saying this from their heart space. The energy is clean and clear. It is safe for them to express everything they need to say. So please listen as they say what's in their heart now. Because we are completing energy, we are honoring all words, we are honoring all messages, we are trusting exactly what comes through. It comes from the heart, which means it is love-based and love-filled messages. And this information is meant to prosper you, to prosper them, to honor your journey as it honors their journey. And so what you want to do now is visualize again this green bubble you have created, this green heart chakra bubble that is surrounding both of you. And you want to feel it get stronger. What we're going to do now is honor the contract and or agreement that the two of you have put in place by saying, I honor you in my life. I honor the gift of you in my life. I honor and receive the best of you in my life now. I honor you in my life. I honor the best of you in my life. I honor the best of you and your gift in my life now. We are recognizing that both people, both souls, played an important role for each other. They were here for growth, for lessons, for experiences that could not have existed without interacting, without this connection. So now we're going to say a prayer out loud. We're going to repeat it 3 times. And each time you want to really feel it in your heart space. You want to repeat after me and say, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Repeat after me. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live life with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live life with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live life with ease. Deep breath in, out. Deep breath in again, and out. One more time, deep breath in, deep breath out. Now, as you're sitting in this space, you are understanding the power of these words and you are feeling it, just as they are understanding the power of these words and they are feeling it. And there are exchanges of release occurring. You can feel the appreciation and gratitude. You can feel the honor and beauty of your connection. And you can also feel that it is beautiful to consciously end this connection for your best and highest good now. You're ending it with gratitude, with forgiveness, with love, and with peace. And you are hearing from them by their free will and their conscious intention I release you. I honor you. I value you. I respect you. They are saying, I release you. I honor you. I value you. I respect you. You are receiving these messages with open heart on all levels of your consciousness. You are understanding that this is a gift that the two of you are sharing. The gift of closure and completion. The gift of this learning cycle being complete for your best and highest good. And what you want to do is ask them if they would like to continue this relationship and connection in another dimension, okay? So ask them and hear what they say. Do you want this connection to still be alive in another dimension? You might hear an immediate no. You might hear a yes. If they say yes, you want to ask them, is this from your heart space? Is this answer purely from your heart space, or is it from a lower level responsibility or obligation you feel from me? If they reply that it's from their heart space, then what you're going to do is you're going to imagine together, jointly, exactly which dimension you would like to be living with them in. And it's a dimension where automatically your energies match. There is harmony. There is love. There is a pure energetic connection within that dimension. So trust what comes through for you. It could be the 8th dimension, the 12th dimension, whatever number you feel. And what I want you to do is to see yourselves instantly in that other dimension as two energies in that other dimension, meaning you might not be in these same bodies or physical forms. You might be light forms. You might be taking the shape of animals. You might be some other variation of your energy. So trust what comes through. Trust what you are seeing at this time. What visualization is appearing? And that is where you are now energetically directing all love for them, all energetic connections. And the energy can only connect in that dimension. It can only exist in that space. And that is what you both choose by your own free will, that we will stay connected in this other dimension as a way to continue our love for each other, as a way to express and honor each other to the best of our abilities and for our individual best and highest good. Now, if this relationship is not existing or continuing forward into another energetic dimension, that is by divine will, divine timing, and divine cycle. That is perfect as well. And so both of you know that this time, your energies are now complete together. You've gotten the most from your time and your energy exchange as you can. And you are both, by your own accord and free will, ending this relationship with love, forgiveness, and gratitude. And at this time, imagine your heart space opening up wider and wider. And as your heart space is increasing, imagine the person in front of you is beginning to dissolve in sparkly, beautiful, incredible ways. Slowly dissolving. And now they are a part of your heart space energy. They are a part of that green space. Energetically, they're in your heart as only heart energy with only love and respect. And they have made you stronger, made you fuller, made your light brighter by participating in your experience and in your soul's journey. Now, imagine this heart space coming back into view right in front of you to appear as if it's shrinking down and coming fully back into your body, back into your heart chakra, at your chest. All of this energy is coming back into your heart space. Deep breath in. Out. Deep breath in again. Deep breath out. You're coming back into your body. You're coming back into feeling your physical selves, your fingers, wrists, rolling your shoulders, moving your neck. You feel alive, you feel your blood moving fully, your muscles, your cells, everything feels brighter and invigorated with more heart energy. And as you are coming back to your body and opening your eyes when you are ready, take more intentional breaths. And now, again, repeat after me. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. Okay. Now, as you're back feeling your body and feeling more grounded, I recommend repeating the two prayers often as it's fit for you. It might be once a day, it might be five times a day. And what it's going to do is it's going to draw on the energy of this completion, and it's going to further integrate it within you. So the two prayers that we went through are the Buddhist prayer of kindness and the Hanapopo prayer. Both of these are powerful ways to reinforce the completion of energy that is for your best and highest good. What often happens after doing this powerful completion work is that on some level, the other person will feel it. They might reach out to you. They might show up somewhere in your life. They might have a conversation with you. They will feel the energy shifting. As you are interacting with them and or feeling their energy interacting with yours, return to these prayers, because these are prayers of so much love that they are powerful in ending what you are choosing to be complete with. And that is all you're responsible for. You are not responsible for anything on their side. Their hurt, their pain, their fears, any of their emotions are their responsibility, just as those same qualities are your responsibility. And where you will find the greatest power is within those responsibilities, in looking at what is ready to be transformed for you. This is powerful. This is powerful energy work. It's fairly simple. We didn't go through a very extensive list of things. We just went through some very essential fundamentals of working with energy. And what is the most important thing to remember is that people are connected to us based on love. They come to us with soul contracts, soul agreements, soul roles to fulfill based on love. It comes from love, from a pure intention to help us grow, to help us learn, to help us heal, to help us master something, to help us evolve into a fuller expression of ourselves. It always comes from love. And so we need to make sure we return it back to love. And that's why these prayers are so impactful and important, because we are returning it back to the same space it came from. That is what is completing the energy, bringing it full circle, connecting all the dots. And as a result, when it comes back to that same space of love, through the process of your relationship with them and your interactions and everything you've experienced together throughout many incarnations, all timelines, all dimensions, whatever you have experienced with that other soul has been based on the opportunity to create more love. More love within yourself and or more love between the two of you. Again, this is the purpose of every relationship, of every soul contract and soul agreement and soul role, is to create more love. Even if it doesn't feel that way, even if you were to look at it five different ways and you don't see how that could be possible, this is from the spiritual energetic perspective, that it's about creating more love. And so by completing it and returning it to love, you have also created more love within yourself. So there's win-win-wins here from many different angles. I feel that many are sitting with the energy of this, and I want to honor that, and I want to allow that to be. So on that note, I'm going to close the show. Please feel free to come back and listen to this meditation again, to go through it with more people in your life as you see fit and as you are guided. This is available as a free resource for you to use as often as you like and as often as you need it to be. And it's a powerful way to return to love, because that is the highest possible energy there is. So thank you for being here. Thank you for participating. And as always, you can find me on ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thank you.